Just like many other assets, ETFs have had a rough first half with inflows falling off steeply amid fears that a recession may be looming. And join me now to unpack where there's opportunity in these turbulent times is CoreShares' client coverage executive, Michelle North. Thank you so much for your time as always, Michelle. So really the first half of the year was brutal for markets. How bad was sentiment in the passive income space?
Well, I think, you know, it's a particularly tough year this year because we've got, you know, inflation fears, rising interest rates, plus low growth. So it's quite a toxic cocktail. Yeah. And I think the difficulty for investors is while when looking at this gloomy outlook, one, you know, feels nervous and perhaps would like to sit in cash or bonds or, you know, some sort of a safe, an investment that feels safer, the risk then, of course, is that you're going to be eroded by inflation, because what we see now, particularly in US, Europe, you know, other developed markets, you know, tending that way in South Africa as well, is that, you know, inflation is higher than the interest rates that people are earning. So, you know, we see investors looking for defensive allocations that allow them to stay invested in equities. Mm.
All right. So we're talking about how markets have really felt a lot of the pain in the first half. But I mean, there's still a lot of uncertainty in terms of whether that pain will be felt in the same scale in the second half. I mean, I feel like things might even get worse before they get better, with also the central banks trying to get as hawkish as they can to tame the inflation that is eroding people's investments. So, I mean, where does then one go to hide in the ETF space?
Well, it is very hard to, of course, time the market and pick the bottom. So, you know, we do certainly see some, you know, probability of recession. That's what we're seeing the economists globally warning us about. But we always prefer, or our investors always prefer, to look to the long term. So when you have a long term investment horizon, it is important to have, you know, the right amount of equities and growth assets in your portfolio to make sure you're not getting eroded by inflation over time and to drive returns. And so, for investors that have been looking for more defensive allocations, they've been a bit more selective about their sector selection. So we're seeing the typical defensive sectors. We're seeing assets flowing into those type of ETFs, for example, healthcare, consumer staples. Obviously, energy has been a great place to be this year.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's worth touching on a product that I've mentioned in the past with you, the CoreShares Global Dividend Aristocrats. So this is a strategy that screens for companies with a long history of paying stable or growing dividends. So, of course, these companies have got very robust balance sheets and are highly cash generative. And this index is naturally underweight tech, which is, you know, of course, another sort of difficult area this year, and overweight consumer staples, which is where, you know, our investors like to be when there's a threat of recession. And we have seen that product, you know, outperforming market cap weighted indices by about 5% year to date.
All right. The Global Dividend Aristocrats, you mentioned that it's overweight consumer staples, underweight tech. I'm wondering then, because in the second half, it's largely anticipated that the tech stocks, there's still more downside to it, of course, as I mentioned, as the Fed gets more hawkish. Would this then not be the time to actually start getting more exposure in the tech stocks, especially the good companies that have got defensive balance sheets like Apple?
Well, absolutely. I think that's the benefit of, you know, stockbrokers and portfolio managers that have that ability to combine ETFs with stock picking. So if you had something like this, you know, defensive benchmark like the Global Dividend Aristocrats, it would allow you to be selective about then, you know, picking the tech stocks that you feel you have a high conviction and then being able to just add those one or two into your portfolio.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk about gold. I mean, we do know that it's considered a safe haven asset in times of economic uncertainty and also high inflation. I do understand, though, that not everybody is convinced by the value of gold. But I mean, in the ETF space, where would one be looking if they do have an appetite for gold? Where would they be looking to find some shine?
Well, absolutely. You know, gold is a place for, you know, bearish investors that are worried about inflation. There have been many gold products on the market for years, but I think there's some. It's worth mentioning some of the innovation we're seeing in the space. So there's an ETP trading in London now called the Royal Mint Responsibly Sourced Gold ETP, and here they are. they are gathering up leftover gold from engraving process, inputs into laptops and smartphones, and they were also the first physical gold product to remove all the Russian-sourced gold from their repository. So while these facts don't drive performance, they are, you know, they do make this product very, very popular with investors who are becoming more conscious of being responsible investors.
All right.
And that product has seen a lot of inflows this year.
All right. Any other interesting themes that have caught your eye in the ETF space?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a great time to be an investor because there are so many products coming to market. We've seen a lot of thematic ETFs globally attracting assets. One, you know, while we're on the topic of commodities, it's also worth mentioning uranium. So again, as people are becoming more environmentally conscious, nuclear power is losing its stigma and becoming very much in focus again. It has zero emissions, and uranium is a key input into that process. So we do, we have seen that Global X ETF launched a new uranium product recently, which gives investors exposure to a broad basket of companies that are involved in mining and storing uranium. And I think that, the growth of these type of products is really evident in the fact that Global X, which is an ETF issuer that specializes in these type of thematic and niche exposures, has their assets have grown tenfold since, in the last few years. And they're now expanding into Australia. They're buying a local ETF issuer there.
Okay.
And that will see them expanding into the third largest market, Australia, after the US and Europe.
Okay, quite interesting, actually, that you talk about Australia, because the central bank there is also getting more hawkish, so it's going to be quite interesting to see how the economic conditions there are. Today they just increased interest rates for the third time in a row, another 50 basis point hike, so I will see what goes on in that market. But thank you very much for your time, Michelle. That was Michelle Noth from CoreShares.